Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. This program repeats on Tuesday evenings at 7:30. You can obtain a full track list from williamenglish.com. 2 weeks ago, I played tracks by the artist Rodney Graham, and this week's program is a continuation of that. Rodney Graham is a Vancouver-based artist, creator of photographs, installations, films, bookworks and music since the late 1970s, and has exhibited internationally since the 1980s, representing Canada at the 1997 Venice Biennale. His installations sometimes involve the presentation of the entire cinematic apparatus within the gallery, so a projected film might also include a 35mm projector as a sort of sculptural object to be examined. In the late 1970s, Graham played with a band called the UJ3RK5, a Vancouver band that included Jeff Wall and Ian Wallace, and also the writer William Gibson. During the interim period between the demise of UJ3RK5 and the more recent works, Graham made a number of works relating to Wagner's Parsifal, and the following is a quote by Rodney Graham. The sound component of my Parsifal works is a computer-driven 14-part speaker piece in which I assigned one speaker for each section of the orchestra. Each speaker is playing loops of different lengths. They only meet up after 47 bars. The length of the piece is precisely determined, but it ends up being vast. It lasts for something like 39 billion years. On the CD of my piece, all the musical excerpts sound pretty much identical. In some ways, it is a musical joke. To me, it redeems itself because it is a joke of cosmic proportions. And the following is another quote by Rodney Graham. I'm not really the kind of person who has hobbies, but I guess I started writing music as a kind of hobby, and I guess it still is a kind of hobby. Artists tend to be not very well-rounded people. They bring everything into their work instead of having things outside of it that they might do for leisure or relaxation. It's like when I embarked on the Freud research. When I originally started the research, I really thought that I wasn't going to make any more art. I spent a year and a half doing nothing but researching Freud. I basically gave up making art. I thought I'd become a psychoanalyst instead. Okay, well, I'll play. Let's start with a track from this is a CD by Rodney Graham, the Rodney Graham Band. The CD is called Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story. You'll only get a hard luck story in return.
This place is so laid back, it's sick. So hang a lantern in your windowsill tonight. Tell your boyfriend he's old and in the way. I learned to play piano and we can pass the time of day. Sinking in the west, over soon enough. This time America has gone too far. I put my money in a foreign car. Won't someone show me? In town, thinking I was tough, but I wasn't tough enough. Yeah, I won't make that mistake again. And I'm gonna take my medicine. just takes a while to kick in, sinking in the west. Good to get it off your chest.
Yeah, that's the Rodney Graham Band from the CD Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story. You'll only get a hard luck story in return. And that track was called Sinking in the West. More quotes from Rodney Graham. I'm a Noise Man was a CD of material that was attached to the catalogue for the show Cinema Music Video at the Kunsthalle Vienna in 1999. The following year, he added some new songs and remixed the whole thing, which became The Bedbug, Love Buzz and other songs in the popular idiom. This is the quote by Rodney Graham. The idea that any one of my songs might remind you of something you've seen or heard elsewhere is basically the highest compliment you could pay me. I believe in working with irony, but I think it has to be a very deep form of irony. I guess my works are ironic, and when you're dealing with popular music or popular culture in an art context, there is always the danger that you might be somewhat condescending. I honestly don't feel that way. I feel that making music is just as valid as making artworks. I'm just as interested in good popular music as I am in good visual art. The following tracks are from the CD, The Bedbug, Love Buzz, and other short songs in the popular idiom. And let me see, there's about 17 tracks on this CD, and they do indeed all sort of sound like something else. They're all done in various idioms. One is called File Under Europop. There's Ball and Chain, which sort of sounds kind of heavy metal. In fact, I'll play that one, Ball and Chain. So those were two tracks from the Bedbug Love Buzz by Rodney Graham. The first one was Ball and Chain, and the second one was called The Bedbug, Part 2. And all of the covers for Ronnie Graham's CDs and LPs are sort of have references to other things as well. The Bedbug looks sort of like a Rotella painting or collage, you know, with the torn posters. Another CD called What Is Happy Baby, which was, I think, issued by the Listen Gallery. That one looks like a film still from an Antonioni film. And in fact, his latest CD, which is called Why Look for Good Times, is full of references to Jean-Paul Sartre, which seems to be completely at odds with the actual music. But anyway, the next thing I'm going to play is from a 10-inch vinyl record called Getting It Together in the Country, which itself looks exactly like one of those old Deutsche Grammophon records from the 1950s or early 60s. So it has this sort of yellow band across the top, which was a typical sort of trademark of Deutsche Grammophon with black lettering. There's a photograph on the front of Rodney Graham seated at the base of a tree with an acoustic guitar, short hair and glasses, open neck shirt and beige desert boots. He sort of looks vaguely like a popular folk singer from 1962, perhaps. He looks rather earnest, a bit like a college professor who wants to be a folk singer. Side two of this LP, 10-inch LP, consists of More Music for the Love Scene, Zabriskie Point by Antonioni. The LP represented the first part of a three-part exhibition entitled Some Works with Sound Waves, Some Works with Light Waves, and Some Other Experimental Works. And, yes, I suppose it's sort of multi-layered piece, which there is a sort of an abbreviated... I mean, there's a booklet which comes with the LP with an extended story of the music for Zabriskie Point, but this is a kind of a truncated version of that. Zabriskie Point was, by all accounts, the bomb that almost sunk Michelangelo Antonioni's film career. But the pop music soundtrack became famous, and the film contained in the climactic scene with the exploding desert house the blueprint for subsequent MTV-style music videos, which may or may not be a good thing. But the film had something positively constructive about it, enabling Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead to buy his house in San Francisco, courtesy of the notoriously difficult but temporarily deep-pocketed auteur who invited Captain Trips to fly down to L.A. to improvise some guitar work for the film's so-called desert love scene. Garcia played for several hours while repeatedly viewing a looped version of footage in which members of the open theater simulated sex acts in a manner mild by modern cinematic standards. Pink Floyd were asked to submit musical proposals for the scene, as was the great guitarist John Fahey, who was brought to Cinecittà to record other unused tracks, and who, by his own account, stood up for America and decked the communistic director of Blow Up. So Rodney Graham has then in turn performed on acoustic and sometimes treated electric guitar, and he also improvised to this same scene as a kind of, an alternative soundtrack that might have taken place instead of the Garcia or the John Fahey or the Pink Floyd. And again, the record sleeve, is sort of, there's quite a lot along, the source of that familiarity is sort of, as it's popular music as art filtered through several systems, the music system and the art system. This is side two of that LP, More Music for the Love Scene from Zabriskie Point by Rodney Graham. those were four tracks from More Music for the Love Scenes, a Brisky Point from the LP Getting It Together in the Country by Rodney Graham. Some works with sound waves, some works with light waves, and some other experimental works. And I've now got time, I think, to play one track from... This is his latest CD, which I think is probably the least successful of the lot, but I've picked out one track from it, which... strangely enough, all songs are by Rodney Graham except for this track, which is by Mark Bolan, who is an artist who I normally don't like at all, but I quite like this track by Rodney Graham. This is called Electric Slim and the Factory Hen, from Why Look for Good Times by the Rodney Graham Band, which I think was issued last year sometime.
A golden goose, you can have my juice. Fiery kite, you've been on my mind. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Frozen. Baby.